You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm filling in for Jane Matt and Air, who's on vacation. And yes, she just texted me 10 minutes ago. She misses every single one of you. You can join us by calling or texting. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That number works for texting and calling. You can also leave a comment in the live stream. And if you want to do that, go to Facebook, YouTube, or the place we still call Twitter. Very, very excited to have our next guest on the show today. She is the Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin, also candidate for Lieutenant Governor and admitted numbers dork. Sarah Godlewski, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you sharing time with us. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm good, Greg. Well, thanks for having me. And I hope Jane is enjoying her well-deserved vacation and tell her she's missed.
Yes, I will pass that along. I'm going to get like a poster and people can just sign it, or I'll just sign messages for her when she comes back. And I'll just be like, where are you? Why this guy? He has a mustache. It's weird. I don't know.
I was just going to say, but I love talking to you and hanging out anytime, Greg.
Good save. All right. So... It's wonderful to have you back on the show. We always love talking to you. And since the last time you were here, you made a big announcement. You are running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin in next year's election.
That is correct. Yeah. I just announced on Wednesday.
Yes, you
and was
did.
On the trail on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's been great.
Wonderful. So. Now, before we get into the campaigning, because that's, you know, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, you know, what you see for that role in that office and what you plan and what you're kind of continuing the work you've already been doing for Wisconsin for so many years, as you know, in all the positions you've held. But tell us about you. Tell us about your story. Tell us about where you come from and you know, what's led you to where you are today.
Yeah. I mean, like they say, there's sometimes no straight line to where you go. And I feel like for me,
yeah,
that's exactly true, Greg. I mean, mm-hmm. I was a political nobody from Western Wisconsin. And, you know, my kind of entree, I guess you could say, into politics was Scott Walker, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
But it was not just about, you know, I'm the product of a union family. My parents were public school teachers, but it was more about some of the things he was doing behind the scenes. And so at the time, I was helping folks with access to capital, and I realized the amount of money Silicon Valley was getting in one day is what Wisconsin was getting in an entire year. And I'm like, this is wrong, because mm-hmm. we run on Main Street, not on Wall Street. And so I reached out to the state treasurer, because state treasurers across the country were doing more to empower their Main Street. And didn't call me back. And I come to find out it's because Scott Walker was trying to get rid of the state treasurer's office, Greg, because who needs checks and balances in government? Let's just get rid of the chief financial officer. And that just seemed really suspicious to me. And so I started asking folks, is there anything we're going to do about it? They're like, Sarah, there's nothing you can do. The governor and the legislature has made their decision. They're going to get rid of this office. And I found myself leading the bipartisan committee to save our fiscal watchdog. And despite everybody saying there was no way we could do it, we won with a vote no with a majority.
Well, and that's, you know, that we were talking about this earlier with Pat Kreitlow. It just seems like why do you want to get rid of those things? You know, as you said, like getting rid of the treasurer, that's getting rid of your accountant. Why would I want to get rid of the person who is going to keep, who wants to make sure that we're spending our money correctly and taking in money? And while it doesn't make sense, it makes complete sense if we're talking about the Scott Walker administration. Well, I mean, and that's an important aspect of the story too, is like, you come from Western Wisconsin, you come from folks who work for a living, you understand what it's like to, you know, look at the checkbook and go, okay, well, we can afford this for groceries, and we can afford this for the school clothes, and we can afford this for the car, and budgeting and making sure that we are spending correctly and just being fiscal and truly fiscally responsible, not how that phrase is sometimes weaponized. But yeah, I mean, and that's a great story too, because it's like you, someone said, no, you can't do that. And you said, challenge accepted.
Right. Great. And I think, and that's exactly what happened too. So then when we won to save the position, the question was, well, who's going to run for this office, Greg? And I was like, I don't know if this is anything I could do. I've never run for political office. My parents aren't political. They're public school teachers. Yeah. My parents talk about politics around the dinner table, but they, it wasn't necessarily like an active part of my life. And I remember I was talking to my grandma when I was thinking about this, and she's like, Sarah, don't ask for permission. Just ask for forgiveness and do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I threw my name in as a political nobody from Western Wisconsin. And yet in 2018, I flipped 9 Trump counties, despite everybody telling me that there was just no way that this, you know, rookie could do something like that.
Well, and that's something too, that's, I feel like a very interesting point of conversation. You know, the national elections always say one thing, but as we've seen in the last 2 elections that, you know, for Susan Crawford and Janet Protasiewicz, Wisconsin says something very differently. And it's about, we care about our laws. We care about our rules. We care about the people. And I think while you may think yourself at the time a political nobody, you're a Wisconsin somebody, and that makes your voice valid in what needs to be said and listened to. So it makes me happy. I mean, I'm a political science person. I'm a campaign person. So I love hearing these stories. And you chose lieutenant governor. You want to run for lieutenant governor. What is for you in the campaigning? What do you see envisioning for the office for yourself? And what are you hearing on the campaign trail as you travel throughout the state?
Well, I think there's a few things. For starters, as a 5th generation Wisconsinite, Greg, from Western Wisconsin, I mean, the state has given me so much, but I want it to be even better for the next generation. I think about my son and I wonder, is he going to be able to swim in like the clean lakes and the clean rivers and like play in our public lands? I mean, is he going to be struggling to have 2 to 3 jobs just to stay ahead? I worry about our public schools and not just thinking about the next generation. When I've been traveling the state and I've been all over, I mean, this is something I hear over and over again. Like, folks are seeing a system where they are struggling to, like nurses I've been talking to, they're struggling to own homes in the neighborhood that they serve, but yet they're watching billionaires write off their 2nd or 3rd vacation house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this system works for the wealthy and the powerful, but not for them.
Yeah.
And kind of looking at, these are complex issues, Greg. It's not going to be one person in this just like magical ideas. It's really a team of people that are going to be able to have to like roll up their sleeves and really solve these things. And that's, to me, why I want to run for lieutenant governor, is I want to be part of that leadership team that's going to be able to provide solutions to these issues that are keeping too many Wisconsinites up at night.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking to Wisconsin Secretary of State and candidate for lieutenant governor, Sarah Godlewski, and we're discussing her story, her campaign. And I think, you know, that's of course a very valid point. We were talking about at the beginning of the show today about the big bill for billionaires, and it's already existing tax loopholes for millionaires, billionaires, and corporations. But the fact that $900 billion in loopholes are going to be, quote, freed up so they can take even more advantage and do what they wanted to do from the beginning, which was take money from my pocket, your parents' pocket, and put it in their own and buy that 5th boat so they can get to their bigger boat. We've had about 8 months of Donald Trump in office. You're talking to people on the campaign trail. What are you hearing from people? What is the thing that, you know, that's connecting us, regardless of like where you come from and regardless of maybe even who you voted for? What are the messages you're hearing that connects the message of the people of Wisconsin to you?
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, look, people want to live in Wisconsin because they believe it's the best place to live, work, and raise a family, which a lot of that, Greg, comes down to affordability.
Yeah.
And yet they are seeing how costs are rising, whether it is from tariffs or additional taxes that have been kind of ultimately through kind of tariffs and the way that the economy has been run, it's Wisconsinites that have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And the reality is it's only going to get worse. And let's take example, Greg, like the big BS bill. I mean, they are cutting from example, like Medicaid. And we have 1.5 million Wisconsinites that rely on that for their health care. And we think we're going to have to pay up to anywhere between at least $1 billion+ to make up for that gap. Whose costs is it going to have to rely on? We are. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin is going to have to figure out how we're going to be paying for this, or the 700,000 families on food share. And now food share is being lost, which is not just about the people who need those foods to like help them keep their families healthy, but the farmers are losing out because that was a big supplier for them. Mm-hmm. And so who again is going to have to try to make this up? It's the state of Wisconsin. And ultimately that goes back on taxpayers. And it's not, again, the wealthy or, you know, like corporations that are paying for it. It's hard work and everyday Wisconsinites. And that's just not right.
And as we've seen these cuts come through, and there's more of a almost a aggressive demand from states to, quote, step up, especially to the governors. We also have a Madison, legislators in Madison who aren't big on spending money, too. So I don't even know where that money's, because they don't want to raise taxes because taxes are evil. And I don't want to pay more taxes because I pay enough, in my opinion. But there has to be a breaking point. And if Wisconsin has to come together and do something, then we also need people in that state house who can work together and find solutions.
Well, I think what's so infuriating, Greg, is that I get it. I want tax cuts and tax breaks for middle class and working Wisconsinites. We all need that relief. Mm-hmm. But what I get mad about is who's getting it.
Yeah.
And these corporations, not only are they getting a free pass, but they're also, no one's checking them. I mean, at the federal government, if we would check them and actually hold them accountable for the taxes that they owe, I mean, that would be billions of dollars that we could make up in these cuts that are happening, but they don't want to hold corporations accountable.
Yeah.
And to me, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we've seen, and you love numbers. You are a person who crunches numbers. You are a person, I'm going to say it again, because I just love it. Numbers dork. I think you should have a t-shirt that says that. But the numbers are also out there that say, like, even if you just do the smallest bit of increases on corporations and on billionaires and millionaires, it doesn't even really cut into their overall wealth on the long run. They never even really see those cuts to begin with, because it's such an infinitesimal take from what they already have. And I want to keep this conversation going about this, as well as your job as Secretary of State, what you do for Wisconsin to, you know, your everyday. I know that you said you built that department up from a very small operation, but I want to talk more about that department when we come back. We have Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski on the show talking about her bid for lieutenant governor. Just announced last Wednesday. If you want to call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. Stay tuned. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in the big chair for Jane, who is on vacation right now and will be returning before you know it. She misses you and she loves you. You can join us anytime by calling or texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and what we in this house still call Twitter. We are talking to Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who is also candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. And before we get back to the conversation, Madam Secretary, Miss Secretary,
I think it's Madam Secretary.
Nice.
Right after the show.
Ooh.
Don't they call it like Madam Secretary?
Yes. Madam Secretary. We have this. There's a problem. We've lost all of our nickels. No. Troy from Mount Horeb listening on WLAK. That's a hard call sign to say, Kelvin. Why'd you make that happen? Texting and saying the one good thing Walker brought us. Wait for it, Sarah Godlewski. There it is.
Oh, so kind. Let's face it. There's nothing else. My God.
Yeah. No. I really can't. I'm searching my mind right now for all the pros. Gone. Nothing. Nothing.
Zero.
We were talking earlier about your story. We were talking about your bid for Lieutenant Governor, what you're hearing from the people. And I got to say, for me, this is what we hear from a lot of candidates we have on the show. Everyone's worried about their kitchen table economics. You know, I think one of the things that happened last year is we had a great economy nationally. The indicators were there to say the economy was getting better and better, but people were suffering at home. And that's a hard thing to translate. And we're seeing more of that by paying more for school supplies right now. And the thing that I fear too is you can't not buy some things. Kids need their supplies for school. You need food. You need to take care of the house or your apartment. And people are going to be putting things on credit cards with high interest rates, and that's not a way to go either. And you are a person who got into this as the treasurer. You are the Secretary of State. As Secretary of State, what is your job for us? For people who do not know, what is your job for us? How do you help Wisconsin? What is your daily 9-to-5? If you can even, I know they probably have a lot going on, but you know, what is involved at being at the State Department for Wisconsin, Madam Secretary?
Well, so when you think of the word secretary, this is kind of how I like to explain it when I go into high school classes and talk about these different elected offices. Mm-hmm. And a few things come to mind, right? One might be the Secretary of State nationally.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we do a lot with kind of international work. So if you would ever want to expand a business overseas, or if you would want to adopt a child or study abroad, that all has to come through our office. And you can't go to the Secretary of State in Minnesota or Illinois or Michigan. You have to come to us. And so we manage about 15,000 cases, at least a year, helping folks get what they need, because this isn't just good from like a family who have been trying to adopt a child and finally get that notification and we want to be there for them, to a small cheese company. This was one of the first ones I did when I was Secretary of State that finally gets to sell their cheese to Canada. And that's like good for us. We deal with a lot of different kind of international cases there. We also, when you think of a secretary, you think of the administration. And so we're kind of in that chief operating officer role. So a lot of the archives or records that the state needs to keep, whether it's oath of offices or pardons, we manage all of that. And one of our big initiatives was making sure that work was modernized, Greg, so mm-hmm. you could get all of these records online and not have to come and visit me in Madison. So that was a big piece of it. And then the other part of it is we do work. We sit on the commission for the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. It's a $1.5 billion trust fund. I actually chair that fund, and it provides funding for our public schools, particularly for books and technology. And so that's been another big piece of it. But my big work in kind of getting to this office is going back to the Republicans. They literally cut off the funding. And so a lot of our job has been working through modernizing this office, whether it's through accessible services to improving transparency and accountability.
I just want to say this. Let's keep looking at the people who are trying to cut things off, cut things out, make it harder for Wisconsinites, Americans to get what they need done, whether it's affording groceries or voting. I just want to say that as a statement to the wind of radio. It's amazing the things you must have to deal with as far as just trying to do something, what not as simple, but as non-controversial as trying to get a cheese company available in Canada.
Right. And like for a while, it was taking a long time for companies or for Wisconsinites to get these services. And so we've improved wait times and we've tried to meet them where they are because no one should have to drive from like Superior or Green Bay to get these services done in Madison. Mm-hmm. Like that's not meeting folks where they are. And so I'm really proud. It's not like the sexy thing, Greg, is like, you know, service delivery. But it's what they expect from their government. Yeah. And that's what we've worked really hard to do. And I'll tell you, the Republicans have made it very difficult, but we've succeeded.
Well, that we can leave for another conversation because we'd love to have you back on the show because you are absolutely delight. We love talking to you. Sarah Godlewski is the Wisconsin Secretary of State, also running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Good luck on the campaign trail. Good luck in the office, Madam Secretary. And we look forward to having you back sooner than later.
Well, thanks, Greg, for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to be going into audio sorbet. What was your summer vacation or your upcoming summer vacation before the fall is finally here? You can call, text, leave a comment on the live stream. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned, stay close. You are awesome. Let no one tell you differently. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently on vacation and, yes, currently missing every single one of you. If you want to call or text us, it's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or if you're watching us on the live stream right now, hello, live stream. Hope you're doing wonderful. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, or the site we, in this house, still call Twitter. Lots going on in civic media today. If you're sticking around in the drive time 4 to 6, you can always listen to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie is joined today by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel to take a look at all the legal news and the goings-on with the police, with local police funding around the state. State Representative Clinton Anderson will be here talking about a proposal that is floating around the Capitol right now. And if you want to know the program, you got to find out by listening to Maggie Dawn. And then we're going to be keeping it going with Nightlight. Not only is Jane on break on vacation, Calvin, but Pete Schwabba on Nightlight is also on vacation. And he has got WMDX, Civic Media's very own John and Gordy filling in this evening. And they're going to get paranormal. They're going to get weird and wacky. They're going to be talking about ghosts with author Mitch Goth. And then UFOs with Greg Sisko. So if you want to do that, if you want to listen in, take a listen because Civic Media's got great stuff going on all the time. Right after us is going to be Tom Hartman. And then after that from 2 to 4 is going to be Todd Alba. As we said before, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. And then Nightlight from 6 to 8. And then wonderful programming on Civic Media after that, including Native Roots, Rational Revolution. I mean, you want to find out more, go to civicmedia.us. And then, of course, baseball on Civic Media. We are a Brewers affiliate. If you want to listen, today is the game. It is a 6:05 broadcast start. You can only listen to it on terrestrial radio, cannot listen to it on the app. I'm sorry, but that's just the way the rules are. If you are close to these stations, you can listen to it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, WCQM in Park Falls, and the newest Brewers affiliate, WBZH up in Hayward. Hello, up in Hayward. We miss you. We love you. You're lovely and wonderful. Calvin, right now, it's 10:35. It's actually 10:37. I've been talking a lot, and I apologize. No one needs that in their life. But I'm here. We're having a good time. And we're moving into the section of the show where we lighten things up and talk about some fun stuff, talk, get away from the news, a lovely segment we call Audio Sorbet. Just as we've said before, Audio Sorbet, we clean your ears with fun. Cal, are you having fun?
Oh, I'm having a blast, Greg.
That is Calvin's I'm having a blast voice. When he's having a blast, that's what he sounds like. Now, you might say to yourself, Greg, that's what he sounds like all the time, and that's why I'm here to tell you he's always having a blast. Today we are talking about what did you do on your summer vacation? We know it's still August, but I don't know where you're at, but I walked into the house yesterday and I'm like, did it just get like 1,000 degrees colder? And we turned off the air. We opened the windows. It had a nice cool night of sleep. It was absolutely lovely, but the autumn is coming. There's no stopping it. Time stops for no one. And as the months and the weeks and the days get cooler, thinking about the end of summer, we've already gotten our state fair out of system. Back to school is starting up. So I just wanted to know from you, what did you do this summer on your vacation? Did you go anywhere? Did you staycation? Did that vacation involve chores or work? We were talking last week about self-care, and that is a very important aspect of living. You must take care of yourself. Do what you need to do, whether it's a massage, whether it's a book, whether it's going for regular walks. But self-care also is involved in vacationing, and we want to know what you did for vacationing. And I bring this up actually because last week, as Jane put it, I don't know who approved this. I don't know if it was the radio gods or Kevin Feige from Marvel or the other guy from DC. But Calvin, you were on vacation. Where did you go?
It was actually Bob Iger himself, the head of Disney, the whole
Whoa.
Thing.
I knew you were connected, buddy. I didn't know you were Bob Iger connected.
No, I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you did. You went to Las Vegas, and you went for a specific reason too.
Yeah, so I have a younger brother and a younger sister. I'm the oldest of three kids, mm-hmm. and my sister, who is the youngest, turned 21, so we took a little family vacation to Las Vegas to celebrate.
That's great, and you had a good, and this is something I didn't know about you, Calvin, until you brought it up, but you enjoy putting a little money down on the cards, or on the slots, as they would say, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, I mean,
it's fun, but
yeah,
it can definitely got to know when to cut it off.
Well, absolutely. And from what you've told me, you do. Like, you didn't come home with your pockets turned out going, I lost the house.
Well, luckily, I don't have a house to lose. So.
I lost my parents' house and they're so mad. But you had a good time. You relaxed. Was there anything besides the tables, besides the gambling, was there anything else to report? I know that Las Vegas has great meals, there's shows, or was your family just like, we're going to go to the tables, we're going to have some fun and lay down some money and see literally where the chips may fall?
Well, so I've been seeing on social media that apparently Vegas is like really dead and it's a ghost town.
Okay.
Now, I will say we were there Thursday night to Sunday morning, so we were probably there at a prime time. But if that was dead, then I have no idea what it looks like when it's busy, because it was packed.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Saturday night, we went and had dinner on the Strip. And the Strip is, it's very commercialized.
Yes. Yes. For those who don't know, really quick, I mean, it's to set the picture. Las Vegas has two main parts. They have downtown, which is the oldest part. It's the older part. It's what was developed back in the 40s and 50s by the mafia. And it's where you had, like, you know, the Golden Nugget was there, the Flamingo, the Sands. And then it moved to the Strip, which is more modern. It's, you know, it's been around for quite a while, but that's where, like, you know, the Caesar's Palace is there, the MGM Grand, and that's where all the big flashy hotels are at. So you went down to the Strip for some amazing time food. What brought you to the Strip?
We went to the Hard Rock Cafe for dinner, not overly adventurous. But yeah, it was good enough. And then, but our hotel was down on off of Fremont Street, which is downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Fremont Street's really cool. It's got, yeah. I don't know, it almost reminds me of, say, like the Dells almost.
Yes. Like, yes.
It's like the classic Vegas lights. There's mm-hmm. this awning down the whole street yep. that has like lights and color shows on it. That's pretty cool. And yeah, just food on the side, little shops you can go into. So Fremont Street was a cool thing to walk down.
Fremont Street has definitely been updated. In fact, it would feel probably even more like Wisconsin Dells if you saw the old version of Fremont Street without that ceiling that, that Fremont Street has. And it was just kind of that place where you're like, I'm going to gamble. I'm going to Fremont Street. You're not going there for parties. You're not going there for anything other than really just laying down money on the tables. But I'm glad you did that. But I think what's really great is that you didn't spend the whole, so your vacation was for about a week. And I think this is very important for people. And if you want to share your vacation stories with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream. PJ on the live stream says, vacation, what's that? Does one need a job to take one of those? My life is a vacation. That's a vacation. That's some time off. Thank you for contacting us, PJ. We appreciate you. Also, really quick, I want to say this too. For our interview with Sarah Godlewski, Tony on the live stream said, "From what an upgrade from Pat to Sarah. I think Pat is an amazing baseline, and then we upgrade to Sarah. It's wonderful. If you want to listen to those interviews, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Matt and Air on Air, and you can download those episodes. Listen to them anytime you'd like on your device, anywhere in the world. And yeah, you get us in your ears. But we're talking audio sorbet right now. What did you do on your vacation this summer, if you took a vacation? But you went to Vegas, but then you came home and you still had some time off, and then you did what I think is very important. You just relaxed.
Yeah, I chilled to the max.
Oh, Kelvin.
Yeah, that was
please.
My attempt to sound like a young kid.
No, you actually sound like a young kid from like 1984.
Yeah,
precisely. I don't do well. So you said you have younger siblings. Do any of your siblings say chill to the max?
No, I don't know where that came from.
Okay. All right. Good job, though. You've hit your first old man milestone. Good job, buddy. We're here all for that.
But yeah, no, I just relaxed, played video games. That's pretty much it.
Red.
I tried to paint some of my miniature figures, but I kind of got frustrated.
Oh, that's too bad. But you still got to relax, though, right?
Yeah, no, it was a fun time.
Do you have so this is my problem. I have a hard time vacationing. It's hard to like, in order to take a vacation, I have to think about it. I have to sit down and look at the calendar, work it out. If I'm taking a vacation on my own, talk to my wife. If I'm going on vacation with my wife, talk to my wife. And really work it out. Some people can just say, we're taking off for the weekend. We're taking off for 4 days. I can't do that. It provides a level of anxiety that makes all of that unfun to me. Are you good at taking vacations? Is that something you easily, you can put the phone down, get work out of your brain, and just focus on relaxing?
Yeah, there's some people in my life that would probably tell you I'm too good at that.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely good. I fear to call myself lazy, but that might be an apt description. I enjoy just lounging around the house and doing nothing.
Yeah. I think that's also, and like, we did that many years ago. We went to Disney World in 2012. This is the month and a half before I got married, and with my family, my mom, my sister, her husband, and the kids. And it's Disney World is great. It's an attack on the senses. I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World, but it's an attack on the. It's kind of, I mean, honestly, it can be like Vegas. There's so much happening. There's lights, there's sound, there's people, there's smells. And what we did after that is we got into a car and we drove, I believe, east to the other side of Florida. And we sat on the beach on Cocoa Beach for 3 days and did nothing. And that was really, really wonderful because, it just got you really relaxed. It allows you to decompress from your vacation with another vacation. If you want to share your vacation stories, call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, or the site we still call Twitter. Kelvin, do you have any other vacations planned for this year? Any other, like, getting away out of town things going on?
No, I'm just probably sticking in the house for the rest of the year.
Oh boy. Hunkering down, getting ready for the cold. Before we know it, it'll be Christmas.
Oh boy.
I know. It happens every year though. You should be used to it by now. It's going to be happening. You can't stop it.
Well, Greg, I've only had 26 years to get used to it, so I'm still adapting.
You're still adapting. You're doing a great job, buddy. All right, before we get out of here for the rest of the day, we're going to close the show out with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, 30 minutes or less edition. Again, if you want to give a call or text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And then stick around after the show because there's great programming. Tom Hartman, Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, and Pete Schwabba. Not all in that order. I did that order wrong. But yeah, you get it. Stick around. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. You are amazing. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation and is missing you already. You have been wonderful, wonderful for sticking around this whole time on the Civic Media Radio Network. Had a great show for you today. Talked to Pat Kreitlow. Talked to Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. And I say all that because if you want to listen to the episode back, go to civicmedia.us/shows. You can download the episodes, any episode you want. Well, going back a few months at least. If you want to listen to us as a podcast, go to your podcast distribution center of choice and you can subscribe to the show as a podcast delivered to your device twice a day, first hour and second hour. And if you want to go crazy, This Shouldn't Be a Thing is also available as a podcast as well. It's a nice little piece of fun for your day. If you want to call or text 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream, which is Facebook, YouTube, or the place we still call Twitter. Calvin, good first show. Just the two of us. We're going to keep it rocking and rolling for the next few days going forward. You excited?
I should have had Just the Two of Us pulled up, but I'm not going to sing it. So,
sing it.
No, I don't sing.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it was a great show. I'm looking forward to the rest of the week and however long Jane's mysterious vacation lasts.
She's disappeared into the ether. She is in a pocket dimension. I've watched a lot of comic book movies. All right. I keep talking about this forever. But we're going to keep the show going. We're going to wrap it all up, round out the program with what we do every day at 10:54. It is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And as always, if you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane, Calvin, and me by emailing it. Jane says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. And that includes guest suggestions, story suggestions. If you just want to say hi, you can do that. We love hearing from you. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one as always. This is from Interesting Engineering. I don't see anyone with the byline, so it looks like a robot wrote this. Domino's teases world's first submarine pizza delivery and robot dog couriers. Good luck and congratulations. If you live in the United Kingdom and you love pizza, that is definitely a 3 out of 10. Domino's has recently sent its fans into a frenzy after releasing yet another novel way of delivering its goods to consumers. It's this time through a submarine. Hey, Calvin, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been underwater in like a submarine craft? Just say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. have you ever been on that submarine craft and like, hey, I really could go for some, you know, chain pizza?
All the time.
Well, guess what? If that boat floats out of international waters into the UK, you can call up your local Domino's and they will deliver it via a submarine. I can't guarantee hot and or fresh, and I don't know if the 30 minutes of free rule still applies for this. But yes, if you are leagues under the sea, you can get yourself a Domino's pizza delivered to your submarine craft. And not only that, they are also developing a way to get dogs, robotic dogs, to deliver it as well. I'm just going to say it, Calvin. Personally, I feel like if they took all this money, even if this is a joke or just a stunt or whatever, which it probably is, all the money that went into doing these things, if they just put it into making the pizza better, I'd be happy. Because the people of the UK definitely deserve that.
You know, I could have a whole, what's the word? I could write a... words are blanking on me, but a dissertation about chain fast food pizza. Domino's is okay.
It's fine. It's serviceable. I'll eat it in a pinch.
Pizza Hut is better.
Okay. Okay. Hot takes. Hot and fresh takes.
That being said, Domino's is more reasonably priced than Pizza Hut.
Okay. Well, not anymore. If they're investing money in submarines and robot dogs, the multinational pizza chain has already experimented with last mile deliveries earlier this year using pothole-proof bikes and robot dogs. That investment's going to be passed along to the customer. So sorry, that extra cheese is going to be a little bit more pricey in the pocket for you. I hate to say it, that's just how economics goes, Calvin. I hope you can stick through it when you are in the UK in a submarine and needing pizza. Just how it goes.
I'll keep that in mind. Maybe I'll stick to, I don't know, are there any good UK pizza chains, you know?
I don't know. We will look it up. We will research this deeply and heavily tomorrow. And if we have time at the end of the show, we'll talk about all of the fabulous local UK pizza joints. I'm really committing us to this, by the way. I was really thinking it was just going to be a funny thing, but no, I'm really doing this. Okay, great. All right. Yeah, so fear not, people of the UK. Your pizza is safe with Domino's, no matter your water or land. Dogs and bikes and submarines have your back. And with that, Calvin, that was another edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I would love to thank Jane, and I would love to thank you, Calvin, for trusting me to run the show. I always love doing it. I always love having a good time with you, Calvin. We're going to have a great few days going forward. Great guests coming up tomorrow. We have Emily Cephos, who wrote a new article for the Recombobulation Area about what Democrats need to do to get it together, basically. But we're going to be talking to her tomorrow in the second hour, and we hope that you join us. Stick around, because after the news, we have Tom Hartman, then Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, and then Nightlight. Stay close to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks to everyone, our engineers. You make everything work. I appreciate the listeners, the viewers. Without you, there's no us. You are absolutely amazing. Let no one tell you differently, especially yourself. You have been listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for listening. Stay close. Stay tuned. Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.